Blog Talk Radio.
Rates, policy forms, and availability vary by state. Did you know that life insurance rates are near record lows? If you own life insurance or are thinking of buying any, why spend more than you have to? I'm Byron Udell, founder of AccuQuote. Since 1986, we've helped hundreds of thousands of people just like you save a fortune on their life insurance. Here's how we do it. We monitor the products offered by dozens of the most well-respected brand-name life insurance companies you trust so that you get the lowest rates. For example, a healthy 40-year-old can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $21 a month. 20 and 30-year rates are also available. And don't forget to ask us about the new term life plans that guarantee your money back even if you don't die. Take 5 minutes and call AccuQuote for your free quote at 800-654-2075. Find out how much you can save on your life insurance. Call AccuQuote today at 800-654-2075. That's 800-654-2075.
Blog Talk Radio.
What's going on here? Psychic Hesitant being alive from Los Angeles, California. I hope you guys are doing well on this sunny day. We have sunshine on a cloudy day outside here in L.A. I think it's rocking about, what, 75 degrees, Joella? We have our associate producer, Joella, back from a long vacation. Welcome back to the mix. I thought you forgot about us. Let's give it up. Let's give it up. People, how you doing? We did a show earlier, actually. The problem was we had so many people that logged in at the same time. Our portion of the server crashed. So we said, you know what, let's just do another one. Rewind. So let's have some fun here. But today we had to do a little show called, not a little show. Normally we do a show on Sundays at 4 o'clock. That allows the folks that go to church on Sundays to be out by then. And those from the East Coast will be home by then. So we just do what we do. And a couple days ago, first off, how are you guys on the East Coast doing? Hope you're doing well. I think many of you experienced your first earthquake, so I hope it wasn't that traumatic for you guys. I know it's kind of like unnerving to have the ground shaking. Angeline says she ran out of the house. I think she only had her sandals on. She was clothed also, but she said she ran out in sandals, and it could be a very terrifying experience. So I'm glad you guys are doing well out there on the East Coast. I'm glad there was no death or any loss of death, tragic loss of property or severe injury, anything like that. I understand the Washington Monument has a severe crack in the top part, so they have a fence around the facility. Now, what brought us to this show today, I just want to do a little hit 'em up episode. It's going to be a new thing we're going to do if we're able to. We have a word on the street where we profile people that's doing things, organizations that's doing things. And if you, we spoke to the crazy director up there in Toronto, Sabrina Muella, who gave a great interview. And we definitely have to do a part two. So, Sabrina, if you're out there listening in the internet space, we have, I haven't forgotten about you because everybody keeps saying, when are we going to do part two? When are we going to do part two? A couple of shows I want to do down the road is interview Mwadi Bajimba Dibenga. Yes, that's my sister, who does, she has a book out, which we'll discuss, we'll try to discuss during this show. MwadiUnlimited.com, check her out. She's really doing her stuff out there. I like to interview, we have Jimmy Jean-Louis, just finished doing the Tucson movie, I believe with Canal Plus. If I have that correctly, he just wrapped up shooting in Martinique, and I believe he's back in Paris right now. Some time ago, we actually had Tope Oluwole on the line, great writer, science fiction author from Nigeria. So I give a shout out to my Nigerian people out there, from the Congolese to the Nigerians. What's up from the Central Coast to the West Side? What else we have? Haas Hakim, he's out there doing his thing. I want to get him on the line. There's so many people I want to speak with in the near future, so bear with me as we do our thing here. But today's show, as was brought to my attention a couple of days ago, was at Walmart. Let me go back a little bit. Franklin Katunda, Congolese advocate out there in Dallas, I believe he is. Most of the Congolese are in Dallas. Our Nigerian brothers are running Houston. Called me up or sent me an email that Walmart had done an ad that was perceived to be offensive to the Congolese. Now, I was a little taken aback to get the call out of the blue in reference to the ad because I didn't really think it was possible. But then again, the way they portrayed our Congo, our country, DRC, as some kind of wasteland of rebellion, destruction, rape, and militias, I shouldn't be surprised. But when I came across the ad, it was from Walmart on YouTube, I was really taken aback. So let me let you guys give a listen to this ad, if you don't mind, and we'll continue from there.
A cooler, golf balls, and an AT&T Sharp FX Plus.
Do you notice any redness or blotchiness?
Oh, yeah, we're rationed.
What? Has he been to the Congo recently?
What's going on back there? Have you been to the Congo recently?
No. Okay, well, it still might be contagious.
Oh,
I think maybe you should call 911.
Great.
Yeah, I'll talk to you soon.
Get everything you need for back to college, like the latest smartphones, starting at 97 cents. Save money. Live better. Walmart.
What's the number here in our new studio?
Yes, to live better as long as you don't go to the Congo and get infectious from the way that ad sounds. People.
Also in the chat room, so we can talk with you back and forth live.
So, you know, once I saw the ad, it was actually a college student in their front of the tree, scratching their back or something like that from some infection he got from Congo. But you can best believe, if you, for those that know me out there, I was really surprised to see the ad. I really was. But let me give you some information on the sneak here. And for those who want to join in the chat room, come on board. We're running a cloaked chat room because the last time we had, I think, about 300 people in the chat room, and someone brought up politics, and you know how that turned out. So we're cloaked. If you logged in, you'll see yourself, but you won't see the other people there. But I see guest 759. Is that 5759? What's going on? Thanks for tuning in. I see guest 4850. I see guest 567. And I see 5120, 3160, and 3180. Now, let's come back. Welcome to the mix. If you have any questions, bring it to me through the chat. So, people, let me give you a little information in Walmart. And we can't just blame Walmart. And, again, you know, why am I not upset? I'm offended, but I'm not upset. I'm really offended. The ad comprises of Walmart, AT&T, and WebMD. All right? Now, let's remember this. AT&T wouldn't be in the ad unless they gave approval to be in the ad. And I guess you can buy an AT&T phone through Walmart. WebMD wouldn't be in the ad unless they get permission to be in the ad, which maybe it's an application you can download on the cell phone itself, right? Okay. Now, again, for you folks out there, you can give these text messages if you join us in the chat room, what's going on. It's a cloaked chat room. You'll see yourself. You won't see other people because, again, we already have 300 people in the chat room. And, again, if someone brings up politics like last time, you know how it usually goes down. So we have a hello here. Jadis, what's going on? How are you? Now, Walmart, a couple years ago, it was pointed out, was to be the biggest purchaser, seller of gold in the United States. I think that was presented on 60 Minutes or Nightline. So the biggest purchaser of gold. It was also made clear that Walmart bought a lot of gold via Congo. That's Walmart's part in this. AT&T, the mobile phone company, well, right now Dodd-Frank is out there doing some things in reference to conflict minerals in Congo. It's not just blood diamonds in Congo. It's conflict minerals. So coltan, tungsten, tanzanite, diamonds, all kind of things. Now, if you're on a cell phone for a long time, you know it starts to get really warm, right? It starts to get hot. Well, the minerals that they get out of Congo is used in the cell phones to keep the cell phones from overheating. 85% that comes from our country of Congo, Democratic Republic of the Congo. Now, we have to give love to our brothers from Brazzaville across the way because it just said Congo, but for the most part, we're taking it as we mean our country. Now, so you can best believe that Dodd-Frank, that legislation that was referred to as Obama law, is really affecting the cell phone industry or the technology industry. So for AT&T to be in that commercial, that's their role in this hypocrisy of crime. I see you too, because I'm going to come to you in a second because we're disappointed in Walmart. Also, I'm going to read your comments. Bring me your comments, and I'm going to read it on air. You know how we get down Congolese style, African style. We're going to do a my style today. We do what we want. Now, that's AT&T's position in this ad, in that you know, they are arguing in reference to the conflict mineral legislation. So for them to be in this ad is very interesting. So now that's AT&T Park.
Hello, my friend.
Now,
how are you?
SMD, I don't know what their flow is, but someone brought it to my attention earlier today that they talked about leprosy in reference to Congo. So that's the Holy Trinity right there in reference to Walmart's ad with the AT&T phone and WebMD on the cell phone as an application for medical crises. Now, again, our friend here, Jadis Kidimbu, who's logged in, he says this. He says he's so disappointed, or she says he or she is so disappointed for Walmart. Thank you. Now they have your name, and I read your statements. Now Walmart knows there's another voice that's pissed off about this group here. Now, people, let me give you a little idea about this. I'm not going to yell. I'm not going to rant. That's what they want us to do. I'm not going to go off the handle and start breaking things. That's what they want us to do. Because let me bring it down to you as the Congolese know it's been going on since 96 and 98. We got invaded in 96 by Rwanda. They killed all those Rwandan refugees, Hutus up there by Kisangani, about 80,000 of them, right? An untold Congolese as they came across the country. Then again, they came and invaded us again in 98 with Rwanda. It was Rwanda and Uganda, right? By the height of the war, we were losing about 40,000 Congolese a month. Now, let me flow this to you. The average death rate in Congo right now as a result of this invasion, two invasions, not this health and disease stuff. Don't give me that nonsense. All right, when our brothers and sisters in the Holocaust and they say 5 million dead, they don't break it up into, well, you know, this person's average. No. So let's get down with this here. Congo right now, we're losing approximately 1,500 people a day. We're losing approximately 35,000 to 40,000 a month in Congo because of the war. Our death toll stands at 8 million dead Congolese. If anything's going to stress out a Congolese or stress me out and really get me upset, that's going to do it. A 30-second ad by Walmart, it'll offend me, but it won't take my attention to the reason to what's really going on back in the DRC. But now let's come back to Walmart full circle. Now, unless it was a fan film, and a fan film is that some person made the film and they decided to put it on their website or something like that, so they have no idea, okay. That still doesn't excuse it. Now, the ad agency, Martin Agency, I believe they're based in Richmond, Virginia. I believe they were the Adweek gave them the ad company of the year in 2010. Now, either they have no clue of what's going on in Congo and have no idea about the ad itself, or maybe they did and just didn't care, because when you see that money, folks don't care. Now, it doesn't excuse the fact that they're making as though us Congolese, well, you know, if you go to Congo, you get infection. So if I sneeze tomorrow, people, that's because I have an infection or something like that from Congo. Well, let me go down the roll call here, some Congolese that I know who are out there bringing the mission, because a 30-second ad doesn't compare to the advocacy that Omikongo Dibinga is doing, Franklin Katunda is doing, Rebecca Chish is doing, all right, Vava over there at Save Congo is doing, Noel Casares, Huguette, Solange, Ndaya, Kiowa, Mbemba, need I go on, Joseph Mbangu, our ambassadors in the UN, our ambassadors in D.C., all the Congolese advocates, the Congolese leaving now. That ad doesn't represent the Congolese that I know. Our friends like Dave Donaldson, we have Kambala out there laying it down there in New York and what have you. We have Teddy Tubichika down there in Atlanta. You see, those are the Congolese out there that that ad does not talk about. It wants to portray our country, as it's been so for some time now, as a place, it's the rape capital of the world. Militias, murders, exploitation, savages, tribalism, corruption, need I go on. Now, they've been portraying, now the people that portray the Congo like that are the ones who are making money off that portrayal. Now, if you go to this website, let me get this website for you on Facebook, if you can check it out. And again, if you have a question, come to me. I'll bring it out there for you. There's a Facebook page called World Protest versus Walmart Congo Ad. Right now, the membership stands at about, 2,438 people. And our friend Faraja Muta did a nice comeback. You see, we had to do this Congolese style. Because, you know, if Walmart was in Congo and put that ad out, we'd have to respond, village style, for those that know what I mean. But Faraha Muta created an ad as a response to this. It was beautiful music. It superimposed it over the ad itself, and it stated the facts as the facts had to be said, because facts don't lie. Are you with me? That's how we respond. Rebecca, did an ad, I believe, that had a, she did it for the hearing impaired, if I have it correctly. Rebecca's out there in Pennsylvania, I believe. She's also working on another ad that's translated with French subtitles. And, you know, the Congolese, like, we need, you know, she's like, hey, if I have to do a French, Lingala, Swahili, and Kikongo, and Chiluba subtitle, so be it. There are people out there who are taking this matter in a professional, dignified way. Their demands may be a public apology. It may be a press conference. We will see. Who knows how it goes. This shows my response. Oh, let me come back. I'm going to come back to you in a second. Jadis, hold on for a second. I'll come to your comments there. I'm definitely going to slow down. So bear with me, brother, my sister. Oh, brother. All right. Now, am I saying he or she, my friend? Listen to me. So the response has been swift. This response has been deep. The prime strategy, some people are saying they should do a sit-in here. I believe a Connolly's brother wrote a letter to Walmart. I'm going to see if I can get that copy so I can read it to you on the air. But this is my response. This show. We're doing a movie right now, Once Upon a Time in the Congo. We're working on some other productions right now. But when it comes to the Congo, you know I'm going to make some time. This is my response. And again, I'm not going to swear. I'm not going to yell. I'm going to use this platform to say, look, Walmart, if you think that none of us are hip to the fact, because to me, I get the impression that Walmart is taking a nice little jab at Congo. And AT&T is saying we're going to take a nice little jab at Congo. Well, you know, the Congo is going to jab back. Because let me read something to you that one of our listeners just wrote in here, if I can flow this for you. And like I said, we're going to make this into a little party. Because it's, as I think it was Lou Roger, my younger brother in Portland, or was it Omic Congo, or someone had posted some time ago, if somebody's trying to bring you down, they're already below you. So let's just hold up our head high in dignity, my Congolese. Let me flow this to you, what Jadis wrote in. This will be the day, let me second get this in the beginning, because I want to give the person the respect here that they deserve. I don't really have the time since I'm working on my schoolwork. However, Walmart must know that whatever they sell, laptops, cell phones, has a place where those mines come from. The day politics will change in the region of the Great Lakes, that will be the day we will see some change from laptops and cell phones. I meant that will be the day that you'll see a change in the world when it comes to laptops and cell phones. I meant, and again, he corrected himself, but he stayed at the end, or she stayed at the end. I meant that will be the day we will see some change for laptops and cell phones in the world. You are right, because when we do see a change in Congo, we did a show earlier called Where's the Change in Congo? When we do see a change in Congo, when the colonies are saying, look, you want to buy this material, you have to buy it the righteous way, you're going to see a whole lot of people having to swallow their pride and dignity, apologize for this offense, and say, look, we want to deal with Congo the righteous way. Because, you see, when Walmart and all these companies and Intel and all these guys are buying their minerals so we can get our laptops on this microphone or on this cell phone or however you listen to us, there's a Congolese in a mine out there in the east, about, 50 feet underground with a flashlight taped to his head or her head or the child's head, digging this stuff up by hand, have to take it about 3 miles down the road on their back, might get radiation poisoning, and then they're going to be paid $1. That material is going to be turned around and sold at a profit of about, $100,000. If you don't believe me, I believe a report came out just the other day that the driver of one of the UN in the east was caught at the border heading into Rwanda with several tons of cassiterite. Now, we never have a problem with the Rwandan people. It's the government itself. Because, you see, they benefit by this Dodd-Frank law. They benefit by this exploitation. Because what they do is, because our borders are so porous, they have their people come into Congo, take this stuff, bring it back to Rwanda, and sell the stuff off. That's why India is building a smelting plant in Rwanda. But Rwanda has nothing to smelt. So that should tell you something. So look, let's take a little break here. I want to give a shout-out to all my Congolese out there. Because, again, this is my response. You know, this is my response. We need to get down with this. Because, look, a 30-second ad versus hundreds and thousands of millions of dead Congolese, let's weigh the scale. All right? So, look, Jadis, thank God. Have a nice day. You have a nice day. Hey, we still love Walmart, right? But we have to ask for their apology. You're right. We can still have love for Walmart, but we can demand our apology. Say, look, you offended us. You want our business? You have to show the love. So I'm with you. Have a nice day. Thank you, and thank you for the compliment. I couldn't do this about you. It's all about you. So, Jadis, you have a great day, and thank you for your time. Now, people, I'm going to give a little shout-out to all my Congolese out there, the ones in the east, the west, the north, the south, because, you know, when you go to a lot of these Facebook pages or what have you, there's no regional dislike about this ad. it's a national dislike. It's a diaspora dislike. So to all my Congolese out there, my Lingala phones, my Kiswahili phones, my Chiluba phones, my Kikongo phones, my Bashi phones, oh, my God, who did I forget? Like your French Lingala and all the other folks out there. This shout-out's for you. Flow this.
Na misanga na bukasi na buyukani ndito kolunga ngoe peuple congolais tilima ukutana na kitaka yo
there we go, people. That's a shout out to all my Congolese out there and to the allies of Congo, the people supporting this cause here. Like I said, I'm not going to let a 30-second ad bring me down. We're going to have a little party and do a little education here. Now, there was a letter that was written by one of our Congolese, Jojo Lukalema, some time ago, that he had emailed to Walmart in regards to their ad. And we're going to see if we can get that up here so I can read that back to you. But again, is it so hard to send an email, as our friend here did, and got a response? Now, what's going to happen from here, we'll see. But again, he or she wrote a letter to Walmart. Walmart replied. But you can best believe, some folks are definitely taking this stuff very serious. But there are always ways to react to this whole situation. We just have to stay calm, cool, and collected. Otherwise, what's the point? We become like our enemies. So let me read this letter to you, Joe. So Joe has sent in a letter asking what the problem was in reference to his ad, stating his displeasure. This is what Walmart has to say. Thank you for contacting Walmart.com regarding a commercial. Thank you for your inquiry. We appreciate you taking the time to write and express your opinion. We wanted to take a minute to help you understand our advertising philosophy, especially as it relates to some cable news show. Our ads are targeted at moms, and fundamentally these ads are about saving people money so they can live better. We buy advertising on shows that run the spectrum politically and socially because we want to be on the programs moms are watching. As our core customer, she is the boss. At the same time, we want to make sure our commercials don't appear in programs that distract from the message we are trying to deliver. While provocative programming can be both interesting and entertaining to its loyal viewers, it can also be polarizing. That's just not a place we think we should be. The message becomes more about the controversy and less about what we are trying to say to our customers. We hope this gives you a better understanding of our position. Thanks again for reaching out to us. Sincerely, Walmart Customer Care. Can anybody spell form letter to that letter? Now, moms. So I guess when a mom sees that ad, they're going to have it. If my child, little Buffy, Jodo, and Shay Shay, and Antoine, and Marcus, and Amy are sick, the first question we're going to ask them is, have you been to the Congo, or have you been around any Congolese? Be real. That ad, oh, my God. Anyways, remember, so now they're saying they do the ads for the mom, and where they buy airtime. Okay, whatever. Let's get on with our group here. People, look, as I said before, we just need to do what we do. We need to keep the peace, keep flowing as we're flowing, take it one day at a time. We have to remember that the bigger issue right now is why is it Walmart and these guys? Look, Walmart only did that ad to jab at the people complaining about conflict minerals, and AT&T jumped on board with that. That's how I look at it. Unless they can explain it in any way outside of that form letter that was an answer to what our friend Joe sent in, then, you know, Walmart's going to have to get it the hard way. Look, we're doing a film, Once Upon a Time in Congo. We're doing a massacre that takes place in the movie. Now, at the scene of the crime, actually before that, we have a scene that involves a European buying minerals from an Asian business dealer. But we have a few Europeans, a few Westerners at the massacre scene. Some are wearing T-shirts. What name do you think is going to be on one of those T-shirts? And that's all I'm going to say. Because, look, we're doing our thing here. We're bringing awareness. But we have to stay cool, calm, and collected. Because, as I stated earlier, our Congolese wrote a letter to Walmart. And let me give a shout-out to Jojo Lukalema. Thank you very much for writing that letter, for saying it in there. I don't have his original letter to read. I wish I did. But that's what's going on. People are talking. It's the Kasongo. Jojo, I'm not going to read what she wrote. But let me put the word effing and pissed off was in there somewhere. But Esther Kasongo was upset about this. People, maybe people were misunderstood that by watching the news and the reports that we're a bunch of little savages laying on the ground, riding Mufasa to school, hanging out, you know, singing the Hakuna Matata, you know, and we're waving flies away from us and we're just waiting to be saved by the churches and the UN and the NGOs and all that stuff. They probably think we have no conscience of being Congolese no matter where we are. But let's give Bemba some love. This is Jean-Pierre Bemba that's sitting in the criminal court in The Hague. The one thing, here's an example, that at the height of the war, when the word came around, they were talking about breaking up Congo, making it to the Balkans, even Bemba himself said there's no way you're breaking up Congo. As people write articles saying that the Congo state does not exist, the Congolese, the Congo does not exist as a country, that the fragments of fiefdoms and tribals and war and all that kind of stuff. Well, that's very interesting because the names I just wrote right off earlier, I'm going to do it again. They come from all aspects of the Congolese diaspora, and they come from pretty much a lot of the ethnic groups from back home. So whether it's the Kikongo, the Baluba, the Bashi, or what have you, or the Songhe, or what have you, I mean, people, it's not about this and us. It's about we have to remember that there's something wrong with our advocacy if it's perceived to be weak enough where they thought they could get away with this ad. So let's keep the momentum going, but let's remember to apply this energy to the bigger cause at hand, the exploitation of our country and our people, the extermination of our people and our country right now. Because somewhere there's a person that's digging up this gold in the cold hand and all the stuff that they find at Walmart and what have you, and AT&T phones. They're not going to hear this station unless someone forces it to them and they can hear it on a radio or on a cell phone or something like that. As far as they're concerned, they don't know we're protesting how they are being disrespected. Because by disrespecting them, you're disrespecting us. Are you with me? So, look, I told you, I'm going to have some fun with this groove here. I'm not going to let these folks take away my joy and take away my power. Because JoJo sold his power by writing a letter. Franklin and the other brothers and sisters on the website. And again, if you go to Facebook, you look for, I mean, you can, you know, just look for World Protest versus Walmart, Congo ad. Check them out. If you think they should do something different or you have your own program, if it just means walking in. I believe one of our Congolese says they have a meeting with someone in Walmart, the general manager. Let me see if I can get that information for you. Yes, JoJo. Luca Lema says he has a meeting coming up with the general manager of the store in his town to stress the importance of a public apology to the people of Congo. You see that? Is it that hard? He's just walking into a place. I'm going to have a respectful conversation. JoJo's going to lay it down respectfully with our great articulation. So it could be a letter, an email, send a letter to Walmart, send a letter to AT&T, send a letter to martinagency.com. Go to their website, check them out, see what they did. You know, maybe they have something to say about it. Send them an email. Let them know, hey, look, you disrespected us. Hey, you're disrespecting 71 million Congolese back there. You're disrespecting those that have died already. That's all we have to do. So we have to give the love. Check them out on Facebook or find your own initiative, whatever you think is going to work. Let's get down to some groove here. Because like I said, I'm not going to let those folks ruin our soiree. Because we're not going to get stressed. We just get back at you. Let's ride.
Yo le pere, jambe a bolingo,
Come on, people. Look, Walmart would love, you know, look, let me give you a talk about our brothers and sisters where black on black crime, you know, at a point was just raging out of control. And the black, you know, our young people were getting killed and was being gunned down. They were doing everything they could, but it seemed to develop an apathy, but more like a hopelessness of what can we do. I think it's from a lot of older generation. So, you know, it's kind of like, oh, okay, you know, we'll go to the church, stuff like that. But there was like no really large march. But then if word came out that the Ku Klux Klan was coming through the black neighborhood, oh, you know. Folks that couldn't even spell Ku Klux Klan, all they had to do was think of white robe and lynching, came out in mass and protest. This is the same thing you apply to the DRC people. They're, you know, we'll include our people from Brazza, give them some love. But, you know, it's another talking about Congo, DRC to Congo. It's like DRC. We have our black-on-black crime involving the Rwandans and Ugandans and everybody else killing us, and the militia is being supported by them killing us, and the people like, you know, I'm not going to mention the politicians at this moment, you know, who are the rebellion. But that's our black-on-black crime. That's our African-on-African crime. But the world just looks around and says, okay, really is a big movement in reference to what's going on in Congo by a lot of organizations and things like that who are really concerned about what's happening in the Congo. The problem comes to be, again, that when you have 8 million dead, and this is going by Red Cross numbers that were presented back in 98, 99, around 2001. When you have 8 million dead, the silence is in direct proportion to the amount of exploitation taking place in DRC Congo. So this indignation of misinformation when it comes to the nation of DRC Congo and the population has to be addressed in this structure. When people start seeing more and more that sooner or later they have to deal with the Congolese to get what they want out of Congo, what goes around comes around. In reference to that, not a Congolese is going to forget how people weren't there as we were being exterminated. Now, that should get the, if a 30-second ad can get the response we're getting from the community now, what do you think 8 million dead, dying, and exploited, and exterminated, and looted should do? So let's not give away our power. Let's remember our power. But for those that are wondering what we're talking about, here's the ad for you.
A cooler, golf balls, and an AT&T Sharp FX Plus.
Do you notice any redness or blotchiness?
Oh, yeah, we're rationed.
What? Has he been to the Congo recently?
What's going on back there?
Have you been to the Congo recently?
No.
No, no. Okay, well, it still might be contagious.
Oh, okay.
I think maybe you should call 911.
Great. Yeah, I'll talk to you soon.
Get everything you need for back to college, like the latest smartphones, starting at 97 cents. Save money. Live better. Walmart.
Save money. Live better. Walmart. Cause of dying. You get an infection. We don't care. Come on, be real. Come on, all right? So, look, we only have so much time. I got to give some. I have to give a lot of love. Just give a lot of, you know, another love to the youth generation. So let me give a quick roll call here, all right? You know, look. You got all these colleagues out there and people supporting them in reference to. You have Eric Miller from Save, you know, he's the acting director of Save the Congo. He wrote a letter of protest. Faraha Muta, Rebecca Check, Lou Raja, Joseph Mbangu, Noel Kosaris, Sabrina Moella, Tina Ngangura, Solange Kabamba, Huguette Kosongo, Dave Donaldson, Bemba Desoleti, Leja Balela, Amini Kanjunju. Hey, how's Moses doing? Sydney over there in Brussels, Angeline over there on the East Coast and whatnot, Ome Congo, Kambala, Ndaya Kalubi, and Kiowa Kosongo. My God. GMF Foundation, the Congolese in Texas, the brothers and sisters up there in San Fran. Come on now. Esther and the Toronto Congolese, the Atlanta Congolese, the Miami Congolese, the Portland, Oregon Congolese, the Vancouver Congolese. Come on, people, be real. We know the truth. Keep doing what you're doing. Protest any way you can. Let's just not be like those folks in Vancouver that lost the Stanley Cup to the Bruins, all right? We can't be doing no rioting. So, look, I'm out of here. We got 2 minutes and 46 seconds left. Find me on Facebook. Check me out. Check out some of the earlier shows we've done. But today's episode, again, I had to do it for the DRC. I couldn't let this, again, indignation of misinformation as they stigmatize the population of our great nation of DRC go unchecked, go without being addressed, go without being said. So this is my protest. It's going to be on the internet forever. I have to worry about let Walmart deal with this. Young Dave, check it out. You're over there. Can you rock something for the Lingala phone? Let me know what's happening, and then I'll come back on the other side of the show. Young Dave, bring it to me.
Bala no, koina te changalof na sipi. Mana mwana wana nzamba tinga kia kusala kula rapi na lafone ba nige ba nuna lisa Enso kamuso, tunakolo aloba no biloko za kusala zama pe Poto komila suka mutmofa ya koloba verite Uta umeka, ifone ikaze Ako tika lana felo kola shikle Mwaya longa fasima negre zate Ifo bazwa tampo na balongola ye Mana za idolo na kati ideoloji Naza moteur na kati ya lokomotif Soko mekinga nego za metif Oza na beza rap na nalo kola moya kin Oza ko, beza yo, biloko Oza na, motosa, ya forma Kama tango na ningana Verset 3 na puso mlinga la form Oza na foa, foa lo kola mosi yon Yon alongwa kin pona ya mikini Ako bose for for a zonga kongo Ako s'exprime na lango e sala Ke kongo bobimba toza la fami mosi Ota meka ko stoppe ye Nga ko zeba nkozi na ko tala ye Soko ebinga ko ngate na tala yo Nam na ye bie na sala ba staff na yo Mon fils young David Oza wa Kumba kuro za rapo sove kongo Ankolo nga na lali sakate Deja ba iba nga na lala nga na miswe moko Na tala ba enemi na nga na lisa gauche Lisa droite na tika re sala moa semblant Mwa nje mouba na kanilio Yeme ebi makamu na kosala yo Banga krana rap nege Sistema pimp 4MC Sounds like a bitch yo me
Toza ko Toza yo Biloko Oza na Ngoposa Ya forman Kama tango na nivanda
Young
Dave
Rap check
Mic check
Staff check
Bulo check
Bulo no supo Mwa na matule
Ah, yeah, Nalengada, Young Dave, my younger brother over there in Europe. Check it out. Walmart and AT&T, if you want to come to the DRC. Omar Congo, could you break off a greeting for them? Bring it to me.
Yo, welcome to the Congo where the slayer slay and politicians robbing like every day for that diamond and gold, timber and oil. Can't forget the codes in your fine and your cell phone and PlayStation. Yo, it's a crazy situation, but since y'all don't get it, let me give an explanation. See, the Congo's so poor because it's so rich. All the minerals and the whole world, they want it. That's why you don't see it on the daily news, cause you'd be outraged if you saw the abuse. Like one time Mo talk like Geronimo Pratt, son, in hopes that we can see some action. Last year, it was only covered by Anderson Cooper, but I guess you have something else to do, bruh. The Five Nights it aired from 10 to midnight. Maybe if it was on Oprah, you'd have seen it ride. But old cover the Congo in 2005, had Lisa Ling live on the scene, no lie. Said the violence here is the world's big secret. It was shown in broad day, but I guess you didn't peep it. Yeah, yeah, this is Puppet Feast for Moomba. Dr. Dabinga Wasai, Dr. Dalila Wakabongo. Anybody out there fighting for the Congo to be free, yo, let's go!
Welcome to the Congo where the slayer slay and innocent folks dying like every day for all the jewelry we buy in the USA, son. And families, they don't stop grieving in mourning. Welcome to the Congo where the slayer slay and innocent folks dying like every day for all the jewelry we buy in the USA, son. And families, they don't stop grieving in mourning.
See, I've been talking about this since I was 8 years old, before Ye rolled diamonds from Sierra Leone. First I took the academic route and wrote a paper. Yo was like, man, that stuff's too deep, so make it safer. So I made it artistic and put it in a poem. Y'all was like, you ain't been on Def Jam, so go home. So I made it simple, as could be in a rap. I even went down south and caught the Luda track. But for some of y'all, this is still too dense. Might as well be talking another tongue like French. Parce que tout le monde sait, je parle la vérité. Je veux seulement liberté pour Congolais. I say this in hopes that y'all stand up and act. Cause if you silent on the Sudan and the Congo Jack, when they come and rape your women, who gon' have your back? So welcome to the Congo, here's your passport back. With your help, I know we'll get free someday. Congo for the Congolese to Lumumba. Yeah, man, you know what I'm saying? We gotta get out there and fight for the Congo. You ain't gotta be Congolese, you ain't gotta be black. Anybody around the world, you gotta stand up and act, man. Congolese are human beings too. Just if you ain't seeing on the news, don't mean you ain't got nothing to do.
Welcome to the Congo where the slayer slay and innocent folks dying like every day for all the jewelry we buy in the USA, son. And families, they don't stop grieving in mourning. Welcome to the Congo where the slayer slay and innocent folks dying like every day for all the jewelry we buy in the USA, son. And families, they don't stop grieving in mourning.
goodness. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. People, look, we're protesters. This is my protest response to Walmart's little urgent care ad. I'm not even going to give them any more airtime. They already have, I think, two spots on our goose here. I'm not going to give Walmart any more airtime. All right, play the commercial twice. You can go listen to the archives. Play it for yourself. Circulate the show. Say what you want to do. It doesn't make a difference to me. But I'm not going to give them free advertising like they did, like the rappers did with Tommy Hilfiger back in the day. Jadis Kadimbu out there in North Carolina, thank you for the love, tuning in through the chat room, laying it down, and all you other people. I think it was like 400 now. Oh, my God. I people, I see all you guys. So thank you for the support. You know, your numbers definitely count. Your numbers definitely make a difference. So, people, we have to understand what's going on. But, look, I got to showcase the Congo. If they want to show the place Congo is some kind of infection or something like that, that's why I'm rocking my music and doing our thing. Because we don't let them know that they can't hold us down. So Frank Katunda and all the other people out there I mentioned earlier and those over there on the Walmart, World Protest versus Walmart, check out the Facebook page. Send me a Facebook message. I'll send you over there. Or go look on Facebook. Check them out. Support. I think they're almost at 2,500 strong. They have their plans. If you have your own plans, like our friend Joe just going to do, to go down to a Walmart or even to an AT&T store, let's not let them off the slack. Or even WebMD, send them an email. Say, look, why are you into the ad? You know, call Martin Agency. Go to martinagency.com. They did the ad. But, you know, we got to kick down to the Kasai's and show some love here, all right? Listen, so Walmart, AT&T, WebMD, and all you guys, and Martin Agency, look, when you come down to the Kasai, check it out. All right, this is people when they come to our country. but we have a few minutes left here. Like I said, I'm going to throw a party. You know, they think they're going to get me upset. It's going to take a lot more than a 30-second ad to piss me off, but they will get my time in terms of response. So, you know, I got to do, you know, and I was just thinking about Gamara, Aurelio, Leah, Nadine, Maybelline, Simba, all those cats, and these two Facebook pages that have to do with the young generation. I don't recognize them in this ad they were talking about. They out there laying it down, switching in languages in their posts and talking about whatever they talk about. So, I mean, hey, we have the Africans out there. We have what is, you know, Congolese Kenyan, out there advocating for the famine that's rocking parts of Kenya. So, you know, those things are what we are going to get our attention. But you know we have to make sure we make some noise when it comes to what's that place again? I forgot. Walmart, AT&T, or WebMD. So, look, we're into Congo. But Walmart is too late for you.
Yes, Miss Lopez. Hi, I'm Tune, the man on the moon. I live on the beach, get the sand out the shoes. And all of that changed since I met you. So we can leave that old shoe in the restroom. Okay, now I'm into you, like you never knew. I'm falling for you, baby, I need a parachute. So wet, I need a wetsuit. You're way too fly, I could be your jet fuel. Now tell me what you like, I like what you tell me. And if you understand me, then you can overwhelm me. It's too late, it's too late. Every finish line is the beginning of a new race. Young money.
You saw me and I could not defend it. I tried but I had to surrender. Your style got me under the spell round. Left me no other choice but to get down.
To bring you live and direct from LA on this day. Walmart, AT&T, WebMD, and whoever out there thinks they can get away with disrespecting us. What goes around comes around. The DRC. DRC now, DRC before, and DRC forever. Love it or leave it. You don't like it? Too bad. People, Congolese out there, wave the flag, bring the mission. I'm out.